Mark Tagubin. Hello, friend, and welcome to these few moments of fellowship as we look into God's Word together. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is that bread of God who came down to give salvation, eternal life, and forgiveness of sin to all who would believe in him and accept him as Savior. And I trust that you have made that choice and that decision, and that you have received this glorious gift of eternal life, forgiveness of sin, and peace with the eternal God. Those of you who have a Bible or New Testament, if you would turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, the first book of the New Testament. We're going to look into the Word of God, and I want to challenge you this year to study the Word of God. I want to challenge you this year to get into the Word of God, because it is the most important piece of literature that has ever been written. Beloved, it has been found by archaeologists to be true in every respect and in every way, because even the dates and the names and etc., the information given, has found to be accurate and has found to be correct. This is the very word of the eternal God, recorded over a period of some 1,500 years under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God by some 40 different men who penned and wrote the 66 books of the Bible. It is the most important piece of literature that's ever been written, because it was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. He's the true author of the Bible. That's why the book of Genesis agrees with the book of Revelation, the first book of the Bible with the last book of the Bible. That's why there's unity and harmony throughout these 40 or these 66 different books, though they were written over a long period of time by different men, because the Holy Spirit of God was the one who inspired the writings and oversaw it. Therefore, beloved, it's the most important book that you or I can possibly read. And that's why every day you and I need to get into it and to look into it and to allow the truth of God's Word to penetrate our heart and to impact our life, because it will make your life successful. It will make your life fruitful. The truth of God's Word and the Holy Spirit, it will open up the truth of God's Word to you. However, the first step toward understanding this book is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many people who have looked into the Word of God and cannot understand it because they've never received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and they do not have the indwelling Holy Spirit living within them. It is the Holy Spirit who is the teacher and who will open up one's understanding to the truth of God's Word. Now, is God's Word important? Matthew 24 and verse 35. Notice what the Lord Jesus himself spoke. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Do you see that, beloved? Heaven and earth are going to pass away. This heavens and the stars of heaven are going to change. This earth is going to change. But, beloved, God's Word will never change. God's Word is true, and God's Word will endure. Look with me to the Gospel of Mark, the next book from the book of Matthew. Mark chapter 17 and verse 31. I want you to notice again what we read here in Mark 13 and verse 31. These again are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ recorded here by Mark. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The very same passage of Scripture that we read over in the book of Matthew. Why? It's to emphasize the fact that heaven and earth's going to pass away, but God's word will not pass away. Turn with me to the next book, the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, the next book, the third book in the New Testament, chapter 21 and verse 33. And I want you to notice the words once again, beloved. These again are the words of Jesus recorded here by Luke. And notice what it says. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. There's the third time. And it's the same words spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ, recorded by three different men, beloved, because it is the Word of God. Three different men writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God pen the same words, because this is true, beloved. This is the truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will endure. God's word will not pass away. You that have a complete Bible, if you'll go to the Old Testament, chapter 40, the Old Testament, chapter 40 of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, and it's, if you'll go to the middle of your Bible, you come to the book of Psalms, then Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and then you come to Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, some little short books after the book of Psalms, and then you come to Isaiah, just a few pages over there. And in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, we read these words, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Notice that, beloved. This was a prophecy made some 700 years before Jesus Christ came to earth. And yet, beloved, Isaiah the prophet, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, penned the same words, that the flower fadeth away, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Yes, beloved, God's word is going to endure. God's word is not going to pass away. If you will turn with me to the book of 1 Peter. And now you that have a New Testament can look at this. Go to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. In front of Revelation, you find some little short books, and one of them is 1 Peter. If you go to the book of Hebrews, you've gone too far. This little book of 1 Peter is found between the book of Hebrews and the book of Revelation. There you will find the book of James, and then 1 and 2 Peter, 1, 2, 3, John, Jude, and then comes Revelation. So between those little books is 1 Peter. And I want you to notice about this disciple of Christ who wrote these words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, and notice verse 23 through 25. 1 Peter 1, 23. He's speaking about the Word of God, and he says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Corruptible seed is the seed of man. It's been corrupted by sin, and every descendant of mankind from Adam has been corrupted by sin, and thus that's the corruptible seed that he's speaking of. But he says, being born again, this is the new birth that John, the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, wrote about in the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 6, when he wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." That's the corruptible seed. But that which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is spirit. That's the spiritual part of man. And that's the part that must be born again. And this is what he's saying here, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You see, beloved, God's word is a living word. And by that I mean you can read a passage of Scripture, come back later, and you'll see truths in it you've not seen before. It's a living word, because the Holy Spirit of God will open up new truth to you and unlock things to you that you did not see before. It's marvelous and it's wonderful to study the Word of God and watch the Holy Spirit of God do this. And you might say, as a believer, you might say, I know Jesus as my Savior, but there's many things in God's Word that I do not yet understand. Well, beloved, that's not only true of you, that's true of me also. And I've studied God's Word for many, many years, but I'm still learning, because it is a living Word. The Holy Spirit of God continues to open up our understanding and continues to teach us. Remember, when we're born again into the family of God, this spiritual birth, we're a babe in Christ, and we have to have a simple diet. A baby cannot eat a T-bone steak. A baby cannot eat meat. A baby cannot digest that. It has to have a simple diet. And so the same thing's true about studying God's Word. There's many things about it you're not going to understand as you begin to read it. But you can understand the simple truths. And as you understand the simple truths and begin to understand them, then more involved truths will become clear. And you will begin to understand them. It's like a baby, a human baby, that has a simple diet, but that as it eats that simple diet, it begins to grow, and it begins to cut teeth, and it begins to be able to chew more solid food, and it begins to be able to eat food that's solid then, and that's not just liquid. And so it is in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual life, to study the Word of God. The hard things you will not grasp nor understand, but as the simple truths you'll be able to see and be able to understand, because the Holy Spirit will open them up unto you. And the more you study it, the more you will understand, and the more the precious Holy Spirit will open up to you. Join us again next time. Goodbye.